Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 8, 2019. Kicking off at 1:31 PM. We'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinodal, followed by the end. Faith and leave it led by Commissioner Hall.
King Bach, yes. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County. Thank you for your many blessings to this county. Ask for your continued blessing and that your will be done. I ask that you give this court the wisdom to do what's best for this county and all the citizens of this county. We pray for the families of Jefferson County as well as all the elected officials and those that fight for our democracy. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Say the pledge of unity.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin a little out of order and begin on the first three items under County Commissioner. I may consider possibly approved proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Item B is consider possibly approved proclamation for National Crime Victims Rights Week. And item C is consider and approve a resolution for Alabama to shut the drive economic development. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so I understand that there are representatives here today for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please come to the podium. And I will read this proclamation. It says, whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in the community. Whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment can leave a negative impact on any person regardless of age, national origin, race, creed, religion, sexual orientation, immigration, or economic status. Whereas in an average year, more than 10 million women and men are physically abused by an intimate partner per minute in the United States and across the world. And 1 in 15 children are exposed to the violence, and 90% are eyewitnesses. Whereas it is estimated that 325,000 children per year are currently at risk of becoming victims of child abuse, human trafficking, and commercial child sexual exploitation, is highly relevant to our communities across the world. Only 12% of child abuse is ever reported to authorities. Whereas healthcare providers, community leaders, faith-based organizations, educators, and businesses can network and provide victim services of a safe safer manner, support and healing, and access to justice. And whereas the rape and suicide crisis of Southeast Texas is dedicated to strengthening family victims and survivors of their rights in serving our communities and working to ensure resiliency for all victims and survivors. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County is proclaiming the month of April 2019 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and encourage all to join in this month and throughout the year to express our sincere gratitude to all those community members, victim service providers, and criminal justice professionals who are committed to improving our response and to all survivors of sexual violence. And signed by all members of the commission.
Thank you so very much. I'm Cheryl Williams. This is Colin Bader with Rape and Suicide Crisis Center. We'd like to thank you for your continued support for all victims of sexual abuse and other crimes. We serve every person in Jefferson County and other areas free to provide services that will relieve their trauma to a certain degree that they experience as a result of their victimization in hopes that they can eventually move on with their lives. So we'd like to say thank you again for your support.
Thank you for all the work you did. We appreciate you. And now, are there representatives here for the National Crime Victims Rights Week?
Yes, sir.
And Commissioner Weaver will read the proclamation.
It's my honor to read the proclamation in support of this. So, National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 7th through 13th, 2019. Whereas crime can leave a lasting negative impact on any person regardless of age, national origin, race, creed, religion, gender, sexual orientation, immigration, or economic status, and whereas honoring the crime victim rights with fairness, dignity, and respect, working in collaboration and meeting their needs, they can rely on the criminal justice system along with the support of social service systems, and whereas healthcare providers, community leaders, faith organizations, educators, and businesses can network and provide victim services with a safer plan to support in healing and access to justice. And whereas the National Crime Victims Rights Week provides an opportunity to recommit advocating for all victims of the crime that will be provided appropriate, accessible services in the aftermath of a crime, and whereas Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center is hereby dedicated to strengthening victims and survivors of their rights and serving our communities, working to ensure resiliency for all victims and survivors. Now, therefore, will be it resolved, Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim the week of April 7th through 13th as National Crime Victims Rights Week and reaffirm that Jefferson County, Texas, is committed to creating a victim service and criminal justice response that assists all victims of crime during Crime Victims Rights Week and throughout the year. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannan, and all commissioners.
Thank y'all very much. You know, I don't think we need a proclamation every year to tell us about Jefferson County's commitment to assisting victims of violent crime, not just keeping agencies like ours open throughout the year and assisting us financially, but, you know, Jefferson County has such a network of services available to victims of crime. And I hope y'all realize that, I mean, without the support of the county and all of the individual cities, that we wouldn't be able to do this stuff. You know, that all of these agencies pulling together, whether it's with funding or cooperation or whatever it is, be able to offer victims of crime what it is that they need in order to move forward. And ultimately, of course, hold offenders accountable for their actions, which is, you know, where we all meet together. That's what we all want. So, of course, National Crime Victims Rights Week, we always put on our vigil, our 29th annual Crime Victims Candlelight Vigil. It's coming up on Thursday, the 11th, at 6 o'clock, right downstairs. We just got finished setting up all of our information booth and everything, finished posters, invitations, and everything down there. So, of course, we welcome everybody here, everybody in the community to come and support victims of crime in your area and let them know that we care. Thank y'all very much, as always.
6 o'clock.
Yes, sir, 6 o'clock. Thank
you
all very much.
Thank you. And we also have a couple of representatives of the Alabama Pashanis tribe here today. And we typically only read our proclamations and resolutions for nonprofit or charitable organizations. But I will just mention that the point of this resolution is to support Congressman Babbitt's legislation, House Resolution 759, which clarifies conflicting federal statutes that have been the subject of some litigation in the Fifth Circuit. But the main point of it is to allow the Alabama Peshawta tribe to engage in economic development and job creation to the same extent as other native tribes within the state of Texas and across the country.
That is correct, Judge Brennan. Thank you for this afternoon and the opportunity. Respected commissioners. You know our history. The Alabama Peshawta tribe, I always say, our people are, our roots are as deep as those longleaf pine trees are tall. It also stretches out east to our Aboriginal homelands, which are now the state of Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Recently, we celebrated Texas Independence Day. The Alabama Peshawta people were part of Texas Independence Day, or the formation of Texas Independence by helping the families during the runaway strike. So we know the suffering was expected and what happened. And we've not forgotten this. We're just maybe less than an hour north of here. And the opportunity that we're presenting today or have been presented to us for our people, and not only our people, HR 759 is basically about economic fairness. There are three federally recognized tribes in the state of Texas, the Alabama Peshawta being the oldest. We also have the Isleta del Sur Pueblo, the Tiowas, and they are in El Paso, Texas, and the traditional Kickapoo tribe of Texas are in Eagle Pass. They are the only ones allowed to conduct Class 2 electronic bingo games. This is the same regulation that is honored, respected in the state. However, for whatever reason, we continue to struggle to be allowed this freedom to participate. This time around, NASCALA has been open for almost 3 years. There was a recent economic study that was done by the Texas Forest Country Partnership. And just this past month, we had our 2 millionth visitor. It's alcohol free. And again, it is basically an electronic bingo game. What's more important is that we focus on the businesses in our area, in this region. We do business with over 216 Texas companies, representing over 30 Texas counties. Majority of our employees, over 500, are non-Indians. They're not members of our tribe, but we understand. And before I even came here today, I had an opportunity to talk to one of our NASCALA employees, and she said this just last month, she was able to sign off on her first home. So it gives freedom not only to our people, but also gives freedom to those who want the freedom and worthy of the freedom. And the afternoon that you've allowed me this opportunity to speak, I certainly appreciate that. A little more of this, thank you. And I'd be remiss if I did not introduce you to Yolanda Poncho. She is one of our NASCALA ambassadors.
Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
We're really going to go for them.
Thank you so much.
Moving back to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for replacement of outboard motors and rigging to get the Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division. Item B is consider an approval award execute receive and file contract for FEMA grant management, insurance, advisory services for Jefferson County with Title Basin Government Consulting LLC pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200. Item C is consider and approve award, execute, receive, file acceptance of offer for a term contract to pick up vans and utility vehicles for Lake Country Chevrolet and Mid County Automotive Inc. is shown on attachment A. Item D has been requested to be tabled for further discussion with the sheriff. So there's no problem with receiving and filing the bid.
So we have to go ahead and move forward with the receiving file bids.
Okay. So item D will be tabled. Do I have a motion on items A through C?
Second.
By Commissioner Hoffman, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for equipment repairs. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer to JB Precinct 6 for additional cost for cameras and cable of the amount of $1,700. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for the service center for additional cost for fuel management system at the Port Arthur Courthouse fuel tank in the amount of $12,587. Item D is to receive and file a revised single audit for Jefferson County, Texas for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2018. Item E is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for April insurance reimbursement. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 457-655 through 457-918. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners. Item D is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for unsafe property located at 2906 13th Street, Port Arthur. Item E is to consider possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for spring 2019 grant request, which are on the list attached to the agenda. Item F is to consider approving, receipt and file corrected page 5 of the tax abatement agreement with Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG, Port Arthur LNG Common Facilities Company to correct a ministerial typographical error. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing publication of notice of intention to issue $17 million tax and revenue certificates of obligation, authorizing the distribution of notice of sale. Preliminary official statement related to such certificates and pending other matters related thereto. Item H is consider possibly approve engagement with Gomer PLLC and Creighton Fox Johnson and Mills PLLC as co-bond counsel for issuance of the $17 million tax and revenue certificates of obligation. And item I is consider approve acceptance of a sculpture regarding a Vietnam veteran memorial for the Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center from the Vietnam Veterans Association chapter of Jefferson County. Is that a motion on note that? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
I'm a second if I have a question.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
Patrick, on that G, if my memory serves me correctly, we had a discussion on that. If we don't need all that, what happens? Or better yet than that, if after the first form of the $4 million to get us where we need to be, and we see savings, tremendous savings, and we don't need to go in $17 million, what happens?
Well, the total project, you are going to spend $16 million, over $16 million for the project itself to implement the project, the second project. I think they put that limit up to go up to $17 million to see how the market is, to see what the net proceeds you're going to get in. If you don't have to use those proceeds, what we've done in the past, we can use it to pay the debt service. That's what's been happening in the past. Because we'll get this money as it comes in and pay the bills. And then, you know, if you don't use all that proceeds or excess proceeds, you have requirements of how you can spend.
We may not spend $16 million. But that was a tremendous discussion on that by itself.
No, there's actually a contract awarded for the $16,292,000 for all those implementation of all those items.
We would have spent more had we selected everything that was on the list, but the ones that we met and selected as a commission report were those items that were going to have the return on investment. I think the only one that didn't really have a good return on investment was the purge fans in the new jail, which were required by the Jail Standards Commission to do. So that was going to be the first one. It wasn't necessarily going to be an energy saving, but it was going to put our correctional facility into compliance with Jail Standards Commission regulations.
And we moved forward with that.
Yeah.
So this is the first step. You go to publish the notice.
Well, this is to pay for the project. We've already awarded the contract. They have a notice.
But I'm talking about the certificate of obligation.
Yes. Well, this is the first step. Well, the first step was we did the reimbursement.
Gotcha. And then publish the notice. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Under County Treasurer, item A is receipt file certificate from Jefferson County Treasurer Charlie Hallmark to verify completion of mandatory County Treasurer education training required under Local Government Code Section 83.003 and mandatory public funds continuing education training required by Government Code Section 2256.008, also known as the Public Funds Investment Act. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A is to execute receipt file of utility permit number 03U19 to SDT Solutions LLC for the placement of fiber optics for Entergy in multiple locations, including Rollins Road, Craven Road, Patterson Road, Boondocks Road, Burl Wingate Road, Old Connett Road, LaBelle Road, and Blewett Road. And those projects are located in precincts 2, 3, and 4. Got a motion on that?
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? And under Sheriff's Department, item A is considered possible approved and authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Southwest Correctional, DDA, LaSalle Corrections, and Chambers County for the housing of prisoners. Pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 791, which is the Interlocal Cooperation Act. Item B is consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute memorandum of agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and United States Coast Guard. Authorize the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office to use U.S. Coast Guard Channel CG-111, CG-112, and CG-121 for matters pertaining to safety on the waterway. I have a motion on that item, Madam Chair. Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Senator. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?